Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of January, Monday morning. I hope you had a good weekend this weekend, and I hope you have a good week this week. And I have a question for everyone. I guess until the day I die, I'll be filled with questions. The question I have for you is it me or is it thee? As it relates to our salvation. Is it me or is it Christ? Is it me or is it thee? A lot of people believe that their salvation is dependent upon them. They believe it's dependent upon their choice, on their decisions, on their righteous living, on their good works, on their piety, on their humbleness, on their it all depends upon me as their attitude. Good morning, Pastor Gil Macy. But, you know, it isn't dependent upon them. It's not dependent upon the creature. There's a lot of people that forget that. Glad to have you, Pastor Gil, from Pakistan. I've had a number of listeners over the years from Pakistan. Is it me or is it thee? That's what we should be asking ourselves. It should be relatively apparent that it has nothing to do with us. We were born and conceived in sin. We needed the Holy Spirit to show us truth of the gospel. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ is the one who hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Romans 3:22, 2 Corinthians 5:21, Galatians 3:13. Paul says, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Titus 3, 5, and 6, and Philippians 3, 8, and 9. Doubtless thou art our Father, thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. Well, is it of me or is it of thee? It has nothing to do with the creature. There are many that are setting forth their own righteousness. I remember when I was coming up as a child, I would go with my mom to Wednesday night prayer meeting. And the testimonies people would get up and make, you know, I'm saved and sanctified and I'm on my way to heaven. Well, I didn't hear a lot of glory being given to our Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I heard a lot of self-exaltation. I heard a lot of glory being given to themselves. I'm glad I've died out to the old man. Well, you can't do anything. It's the Spirit that quickeneth. Flesh dwelleth no good thing. So this morning, we should all be asking ourselves the question, is it me or is it thee? And the answer should be resoundingly, it's thee, Lord. It's thee. Thou hast done all. May all glory and honor and power be given to Jesus Christ and Him alone. On Christ, a solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, a solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Christ be found to rest in His righteousness alone, faultless, to stand before the throne. On Christ, a solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.